91X News.
It's 2 degrees and partly sunny. I'm Taylor Rankema with 91X News. Economist Don Drummond is recommending higher utility bills, larger class sizes, and reducing hospitals. All of this comes in an effort to help reduce Ontario's $16 billion deficit. Drummond has recommended cutting all-day kindergarten as well, but the Liberals have already said they won't be doing that. The opposition parties are now offering their own advice on how the Liberals should deal with the deficit. NDP leader Andrea Horvath suggests the government forget about any more tax cuts for corporations and even raise the rate. She says it shouldn't be up to families to bear the brunt of the government's battle to balance the books. And it took 6 years, but the Harper government has finally won Commons' approval to scrap the long gun registry. Murray Brewster explains.
Two new Democrats may have sided with the government, but all other opposition MPs voted against abolishing the registry. The Conservatives used their majority to pass the bill by a vote of 159 to 130. It's now up to the Senate, and since the Conservative government enjoys a commanding majority in the upper chamber, the registry's fate is sealed.
Liberal Senate leader James Cowan says Liberal senators will ensure the bill is examined thoroughly. And health officials say 151 people have died in the Ukraine during Eastern Europe's record-breaking cold spell. The health ministry said Thursday that nearly 4,000 others have been hospitalized with hypothermia and frostbite. Heavy snowfalls have also caused power outages and trapped hundreds of vehicles on motorways. The controversial issue of electronic surveillance was brought up again by the Conservatives. Steve Henniger explains.
The Harper government has introduced Bill C-30, which would allow authorities access to the personal information of Internet subscribers without first having to get court approval. Public Safety Minister Vic Taves has said the measure is needed to protect children from online predators, but privacy advocates and opposition MPs say it is far too broad. And now, to make the point personal, an anonymous Twitter account is leaking tawdry details of Taves' divorce records, juxtaposed with the minister's comments on family values. Steve Henniger, The Canadian Press.
Israel is downplaying Iranian claims of a nuclear breakthrough. Reporter Mark Levy has more from Tel Aviv.
Israel's defense minister, Ehud Barak, says the claims of a breakthrough from the Iranians are exaggerated. He says their purpose is to show that they've passed the point of no return in the nuclear programs. He says that's not the case.
Like the West, Israel accuses Iran of pursuing atomic weapons, but Tehran insists its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes only. And Canada is kicking in $3 million towards a six-country venture to cut emissions of common pollutants like black carbon and methane. Environment Minister Peter Kent was in Washington today as U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton announced the program to combat global warming. Five-year initiative also includes Bangladesh, Ghana, Mexico, and Sweden. It was prompted by the slow pace of international climate change talks. That's 91X News to 103. Here's Mark Venema with sports.
It wasn't as bad as Sunday's 9-0 loss, but the Belleville Bulls were once again losers against Ottawa last night. The Bulls fell to the 67, 6-4 at the Yardmen. Bulls hit the road Friday to travel to Oshawa. Tonight in local action, Wellington visits Kingston and face off with the Voyageurs. The Dukes lead that series 1-0. Also, Napanee is home to Port Hope. Panthers lead that series 2-0. Busy night around the league tonight. Calgary Flames continue their pursuit of a playoff spot in Dallas. Coyotes play at L.A. Elsewhere, Winnipeg visits Minnesota. Chicago plays the Rangers. Buffalo is at Philadelphia. Tampa entertains San Jose. And the Isles visit the Blues. Brendan Labatt is returning home. The Saskatchewan native agreed to terms with the hometown Rough Riders. Contract details weren't immediately divulged, but Labatt's deal will reportedly pay him in the neighborhood of $200,000 annually. Defending champion Milos Raonic won his second-round match of the SAP Open in San Jose last night. The big-serving Canadian scored a 6-2, 7-6 win over Germany's Tobias Kamka. Andy Roddick struggled to advance while top seed Gael Monfils withdrew due to injury. And the IOC says the five cities in the running to host the 2020 Olympics have submitted their bids on time. The IOC will decide a winner in September of next year. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Taylor Rankema with a look at the forecast.
Tonight, some rain expected overnight.